Reading. Digital fabrication is a technology to create objects based on digital data. One converts one's ideas, personal physical data, etc., into digital data using 3D scanners, 3D CAD, and other measuring machines. The digital data is then read by a digital machine tool, such as a 3D printer or laser cutter, to create a model. A 3D printer is a machine that creates a tangible object based on the data created by 3D CAD or 3D CG. There are several methods and techniques to make 3D objects using a 3D printer. The so-called stacked modeling method, in which thin layers are stacked one after another to create a 3D object, is the most common. The additive manufacturing method is also called AM technology, additive manufacturing, AM, in the sense that it is an additive process of repeatedly stacking layers. There are various types of 3D scanners, including contact scanners, which acquire data through sensors or probes that come into contact with an object, and non-contact scanners, which can acquire data without direct physical contact. Traditionally, the dimensions of objects were measured manually using calipers and other measuring instruments, which made it difficult to measure products with complex shapes. With 3D scanners, however, it is possible to easily inspect objects that are difficult to measure manually. Typical applications of 3D scanners used in industry are inspection and reverse engineering. Reverse engineering is the process of obtaining information by analyzing an existing product. For example, even if a product does not have blueprints, 3D data can be obtained with a 3D scanner, as long as the actual product is available. From the obtained data, a 3D printer can be used to recreate or modify the product. Digital fabrication has multiple advantages, the first of which is the ability to create products that are difficult to create using conventional manufacturing technologies. In addition, it enables individuals to design and produce tangible objects on demand, wherever they need them, thereby promoting people's participation in manufacturing. For example, the use of facilities with digital fabrication equipment, e.g. FabLab, that exist in a total of 176 locations nationwide, allows people to freely create products using advanced machine tools without being affiliated with an organization. Widespread access to these technologies is expected to challenge traditional models of business and to bring about new innovations, a new economy, and new ways of working.